You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Tiffany Hansen. New York voters will head to the polls tomorrow to pick the Democratic and Republican nominees for governor. Kathy Hochul is seeking her first full term, but two of her fellow Democrats are hoping to put her out of work, and there's a heated four-way race among the GOP candidates. WNYC's John Campbell spent much of the day following around these candidates. He joins us now to discuss. Hey, John.
Hi, Tiffany.
So let's talk about the Democrats first. We have three candidates. How are they spending their waning hours here?
Yeah, so all three of those candidates, they spent the last day mostly in the five boroughs, and really that is not a surprise. I mean, there's about 6 million active Democrats in New York State, and more than 3 million of those, more than half of them, live in the city. So Governor Hochul, she started her day at a bus depot in Jamaica for a bill signing. Then she was scheduled to greet subway riders in Washington Heights for the afternoon commute. And her Democratic opponents, they held separate news conferences about two blocks away from each other near City Hall. There's New York City public advocate Jumaane Williams. He went first and he spoke out about the issue of crime and the need to invest in victim services and youth programming. Then there's Long Island Congressman Tom Suozzi. He followed up a couple blocks away and he highlighted his support from organizers of public housing tenants. But all in all, it was kind of a gross day for campaigning. It was heavy rain, very humid, very hot, and it kind of hampered things a little bit.
We appreciate your effort, John.
Thank you.
So let's talk about the Republican side of things. What are they doing?
It's a different equation for the Republicans because the vote's less concentrated. It's more spread out across the state. And that was really reflected in the candidates' schedules the last few days. They've been all over the place. Andrew Giuliani, he's the former Trump aide, the son of Rudy Giuliani. He spent much of his day in Buffalo, Rochester, out in western New York. Just yesterday, he was in Staten Island. Harry Wilson, he's the business turnaround expert. He was up in the northern suburbs in Westchester, Orange, Rockland counties. It was kind of the tail end of a statewide swing for him. There's Congressman Lee Zeldin. He represents the east end of Long Island. He has the backing of most party leaders. He found himself in Albany today after he was in Elmira and the Southern Tier yesterday. And then the fourth candidate, Rob Astorino, the former Westchester County executive, he was all the way up north in Plattsburgh the other day. It's about as far north as you can get in New York.
Gosh, these schedules are tiring me out. All right, so voting ended on Sunday. Early voting did. Turnout wasn't strong, is what you're telling me. And what can we expect on Tuesday? What does that have to say with the early voting versus voting on Tuesday?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you said the key word there, turnout. And by all accounts, the candidates, they're all bracing for pretty light voter turnout on Tuesday. Some of that is the early voting period. Less than 2% of eligible voters cast a ballot during that period. That's not a very high number at all. And so the candidates seem to think that's more of an indicator of what's to come. Here's what Tom Suozzi had to say about it.
We expect the turnout in this election to be very, very low. And we see very, very little enthusiasm for this governor.
Not surprisingly, Governor Hochul, she sees it a little differently. She says the low turnout is less about her and more about the circumstances surrounding the election.
It's been hot out. It's a strange time of year to have an election. People aren't accustomed to having elections in June. I think we're going to get the turnout we need. So Lieutenant Governor and I, Antonio Delgado and I, are successful this Tuesday.
Now, the governor mentioned her running mate, Antonio Delgado. He's facing a primary challenge from Ana Maria Archila. She's a progressive activist who's running with Jumaane Williams, and also Diana Reyna, who's a former New York City Council member who's running with Tom Suozzi.
So Antonio Delgado's really only been lieutenant governor for, what, a month now?
Yeah.
So what are his chances looking like for tomorrow?
Yeah, New York has this weird system of electing the lieutenant governor, and the candidates, they run in these separate primaries, and then they're paired up as a single ticket in November. And you're right, Delgado is not particularly well-known across the state. Progressives have some hope that maybe Archila can pull out the win. She's running to Delgado's left. She has support from some big names in the progressive movement, most notably Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And her running mate is Jumaane Williams. Today near City Hall, he said that he hopes she wins even if he doesn't pull it out.
Run, Ana Maria, run. That is my running mate. We want her to win. That's why we're supporting her. We also know I'm running against a sitting governor, a sitting incumbent. We do know that those are always difficult things.
John, thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure.